Flooding leaves thousands homeless in Indonesia. Christians respond. An American missionary begins training for a unique unreached people group. And many hands help Christian education in Honduras. These stories and more coming up on today's edition of Mission Network News, a daily news service of Cornerstone University of Grand Rapids, Michigan. I'm Greg Yoder. Days of torrential rains are responsible for 29 deaths and forced more than 300,000 people from their homes in the worst flooding in Indonesia in 5 years. It's also caused problems for ministry in the region. AMG International's Paul Jenks describes the situation.
75% of Jakarta is flooded. Most of the work that we do with children in Jakarta are the poorest of the poor, so they live along drainage canals and are very, very susceptible to flooding.
AMG operates child care centers there, providing meals, tutors, school supplies, as well as Bible stories. Parents also participate. Jenks says the work is difficult.
The reality is that Indonesia is the largest population of Muslims anywhere in the world, and of course there are those in the community that frown upon us doing ministry among children and their families.
Jenks believes the centers are underwater. Funding is needed to help. Go to our website to get connected. Next, Christians are responding to the tornado that ripped through 4 counties in Florida last week, killing 19 and destroying over 2,000 homes. The Christian Reformed Rural Relief Committee's Bill Adams says they're responding with volunteer service.
Our people go in really believing what the scriptures tell as far as serving. So they'll go in and they'll serve, but invariably the opportunity to pray with someone and then share the gospel with someone happens all the time.
Local organizations have already started planning relief efforts. Volunteers will be working on cleaning debris and moving it into the streets.
It really means hope for the community, and when they see us, in fact, when they see that we make a commitment to a community, it's always good news for them.
The price of CRWRC's long-term relief in the area could rise to $1 million. Financial help and skilled volunteers are always needed. Pray for the volunteers and the victims who will be working hard in the weeks to come. There are other Christian organizations helping in tornado-damaged Florida. Operation Blessing International is one of them. They responded immediately, sending emergency aid and teams. OBI also dispatched a mobile kitchen, cots, a crane, and a disaster relief trailer full of chainsaws and other equipment. They're working in partnership with the local churches and disaster relief agencies. Pray for the teams as they meet the needs as the hands and feet of Christ. You're listening to Mission Network News.
No matter what country you look at in the world, the deaf population is less reached with the gospel than their hearing counterparts.
That's the message from Terry Chapman, missionary with Greater Europe Mission. That's why Chapman's determined to reach out to the deaf in the Netherlands. She was a sign language interpreter in the U.S. for 23 years before moving with her husband to the Netherlands. She thought her ministry was over. After meeting 2 deaf people 2 years ago,
I started taking, about 2 years ago, started taking some basic Dutch sign language classes, and just in the fall, I became enrolled in the Sign Language Interpreter Training Program.
Chapman says it's amazing how God has orchestrated opportunities
to share with classmates, with people around me in the school. One of the incredible things he's done is he put me in a student group. 5 of us are strong biblical believers that are interested in reaching out.
Pray that she'll be able to develop a program in the Netherlands. And a worldwide Christian school partner was in desperate need of a new roof in Catacamas, Honduras. 3 Hands mission teams working under the WCS umbrella have been working since mid-January to rebuild the old clay wooden roof. They're working to have the Light and Truth Christian School reopen by February 12th. By doing so, they're enabling the teaching staff to continue to minister to the children in the community through Christian education. Mission Network News is a daily news service of Cornerstone University of Grand Rapids, Michigan. International Aid's making available Discovery House Music's Passionate Praise. This free CD features praise and worship for today's church, songs like Enough, How Great Is Our God, and 13 others. Get your free copy at 1-800-995-4828 or go to missionnetworknews.org. That's missionnetworknews.org. I'm Greg Yoder.